He grew up on the south side of Houston, but now calls Summerlin, Nevada home. The only sports handicapper in the country to go a documented 14-0 against the spread in the NFL playoffs. With over two decades of experience, he's the go-to sports bettor expert in Houston. He's live from Vegas, but his heart is always in H-Town. The premier wagering consultant in the country. Your favorite sports bettor's favorite sports bettor. This is The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag. America's most trusted sports book.
What's good, Wagering World? It's your boy 5-Star in Vegas, broadcasting live from Summerlin, Nevada. But my heart is always in H-Town, Texas. This is The Wagering World, powered by MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. I'm in here with the youngest man to ever manage and operate a casino sportsbook on the Vegas Strip. I call him the boy wonder of sports betting. My brother from another and super producer of this show, Cino Royale.
Wow, what's good, 5-Star? What's good, Wagering World? Let's get into a good week this week.
Daniel Jones' season has been quite the disappointment, but yours is about to go all the way up at MyBookie.ag. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, cash out early like I do. Oatmeal always beats no meal. Stash some of that cash and play another bet later. Or go all in like Mark Wahlberg on the gambling. Risk it all for the chance at a bigger payday. Join us at MyBookie for an entire season filled with daily odds boosts, same game parlays, and huge prize pool contests. Right now, MyBookie has a no strings attached cash bonus to let you deposit and withdraw quick, like right now. Use promo code 5-STAR. Spell it out. That's FIVESTAR. On your first deposit of $50 or more, and you can receive up to $200 in cash instantly credited to your MyBookie account. That's promo code 5-STAR, FIVESTAR, to claim your own cash bonus now. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. So, you know, that fight was garbage.
Oh, man, 5-Star. Not the results we expected, of course. The whole fight card was different.
Different indeed, man. You guys didn't show up. I don't know what he was doing. Twin. Oh, man, you didn't represent the Southwest with that performance. I felt like he was not aggressive at all. He didn't, you know, get on his bike. He didn't snap his jab. Pretty much made it really easy for Canelo. Was almost like a glorified spar match. And then I see his other twin sitting down in the stands with Bud Crawford. I thought Bud Crawford and the twins didn't like each other.
Man,
it's starting to get WWE, man.
What? You over here in cahoots with the enemy now? I thought none of these guys got along. But I mean, the fight card definitely wasn't what I expected. I didn't think Charlo would put up the fight he did and just try to survive. I definitely thought he would go out there and try to win. And from everything I seen, he was just trying to survive and just keep going just to get a nice payday.
Indeed. And that's why I always tell my clients, remember, pro athletes are paid to show up, not to win. All right, man. We need to just take off all our clothes, everything down from to the socks that we were wearing last week for college football, throw it in the trash and burn it. That's what we do. When we have a really jinky day like that, I went 0-3 on college football. Syracuse plus 6.5. No go from the very beginning of that game. I knew we were on the wrong side. Clemson's defense came to play, and somehow Gary Schrader, you know, looked just like the guy he was last year. I guess he's afraid of that Tigers defense or something, but he plays really well all season, except for when he looks at that Clemson defense, and he turned over the ball way too much. Game was really never in doubt for Clemson. Kansas plus 17. We talk about a bad beat, a bad break, and a bad handicap. We caught a bad break on that one. They announced that Jalen Daniels, the starting quarterback for Kansas, would not be playing minutes before the kickoff. LSU, bad beat, bad break, bad handicap. Extremely bad beat. If anyone saw that game, they're wondering like me, how did LSU become so pathetic on defense? You got all that talent, all of those high recruits, And LSU has a reputation for always being a tough team, for having a team of dogs on defense. They look like a bunch of little kittens on Saturday night as they allow old Mr. Flex on them. And a late comeback by quarterback Jackson Dart knocks us out the cover and the straight out victory.
And five star, you explained those pretty well. I'm just upset with LSU. Jaden Daniels, the decisions that he was making in the end zone, like especially when he ran for it and he gave up that fumble to give old Miss the ball right back. They scored, capitalized off of that. The defense just completely disappeared. What happened to the Tyrann Mathieu era? You know, Patrick Peterson, all these guys. Like, what's up? LSU is in a state that I've never seen before. I wish that I never said they were going to win the Natty. They're just not what I expected. Those guys need to get it together. Hopefully throughout the season they can make some adjustments, man, and pick it up, and we go from there.
And I'm holding an over 9 wins ticket, so I'm not looking too high myself. Some of you guys reached out to me about the Colorado and USC under. Remember, if I say it's a lean, move at your own peril. If I ring the alarm or ring the bell, you already know what it is. It's an official play. All right, let's get to Sunday. I don't want to remember Saturday at all, where we did our thing. Nothing like a quick turnaround and quick redemption. Also, it's urgent you follow me on Twitter at 5StarInVegas. Spell it out. I went on a 7-2 free play run on Sunday, starting across the pond in London with Jacksonville minus 3, and gave out winner after winner after winner on Sunday, because if I go on 3 on Saturday.
Jesus, you gone 10-0 on Sunday.
Right.
And if they have any more games like they should with the baseball coming up and, you know, more college play, you'll be going 20-0 on the Monday.
let's hope so.
We're going to pick up and we're going to get these people some winners.
Yes, we definitely about to give everybody some winners. You know, that's what we do on the show. Let's do a quick NFL rundown for my picks from last week. Ceno dropped the top on the 89 Mustang GT. Let's dip through the pass.
All right, 5 Star, as you said, it was one of them janky days in college. Burn all the tape, please. But we went 3-1 on NFL, and we lost one. The asterisk in Cleveland. Deshaun Watson didn't even start, so I don't count that. So I think you went 3-0.
Yeah, definitely another bad break involving the quarterback with a late scratch. Deshaun Watson did not play, didn't dress. Ravens dominated from start to finish, as you knew they would, facing a backup quarterback. Lamar has never lost a game as an underdog in the league. Still, that's something to watch moving forward, y'all. Cleveland Browns are off next week. They need the break. Hopefully, Deshaun Watson can heal up. Got the Ravens going to the Steelers. I don't know if Spread has this on the docket, but if so, we'll break it down for you a little bit later. But obviously, I would like the Ravens on the road against the Steelers. The Steelers just do not look good this year with Kenny Pickett struggling.
Yeah, speaking of the Steelers, 5 Star, they got smacked up by the Texans. You was literally the only person I know in the gambling world. I was all in the sports book. Everybody like, oh, the Texans are in trouble. They're in trouble. Man, Stroud was out there looking like he was at Ohio State.
Stroud's the real deal. I trust Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator for the Texans. I know that after he opened up the playbook the last couple weeks and really let Stroud do his thing, that he was going to have an easy time dissecting the defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've always had trouble with playing teams who know how to execute in space, who know how to spread the ball around and throw on them, because they run an old school zone. They want you to line up and play within the elevator. If you spread the Steelers out, they've always had trouble, and that's what I relied my handicap on. CJ Stroud's amazing. We got the rookie of the year number at him at plus 375. We gave it out in the future segment on the wagering world, and now it's down to plus 150. So we're in a real good spot there. Steelers, as we said earlier, they host the Ravens to get back on feet. I just know the Pickett's going to struggle with that tough Ravens defense. And then we got the Texans on the road at Atlanta. I hear a lot of people like the hater J-Mac on Colin Cowherd's show say that this is the week that the Texans fall. I don't think so, but we'll break it down a little bit later in the program.
All right, let's move on to Miami and Buffalo. Ooh-wee. You called that game. You had that on the money. I really thought it was a setup, to be honest, how Miami did Denver the previous week. I thought they'll go into Buffalo just how they did, and everyone would think, oh, they're going to go in there and whoop up on Josh Allen and crew. Nope, he had to make a statement. Hey, y'all going out here, y'all think y'all have the best offense, y'all running around. Nope, we're going to keep up with you guys. Matter of fact, we're going to blow the defense out. We're going to get you guys. What you think about Mike McDaniels in that situation?
The Bills took that one personal, Ceno. They came in that locker room and they wanted to prove a point to their division rivals that, hey, you're not going to come up here to Orchard Park and get away with the stuff you've been doing. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs made a large, huge statement to Tua and to Cheetah, man, to Hill. They let them know, like, hey, we still are the best quarterback-receiver duo in this division. I was impressed how they have obviously ironed out some things. And at first I was saying they might get rid of Diggs, but looks like he's happy now. He's always happy as long as he's getting the ball. Buffalo hosts a tough Jags team this week. And then Miami has a get-right game. They got the New York football Giants coming to town, Atlanta 11. I expect them to put a really mean beating on Daniel Food Stamps to come.
All I can say is the Giants, they need to get that offensive line in order. If not, Daniel Food Stamps is in trouble. They're going to eat his groceries all season long. But five-star, another pick that you had, the Denver Broncos. The way that game started, the Bass, they just came out so strong. It was just, every time I look at my phone or the TV, goal line, goal line, goal line. It was out of control. I didn't think they'll come back and win the game, but you laid the minus three. They came back and they gave us a nice push. Explain that one to us.
Correction, I actually had minus 2.5, so I won.
excuse me.
We bought the hook, and when I first caught the number, it was at 2.5. Man, that game had me shook up. The clients and I had a lot of money on that one. It was the only thing keeping us from a profit on Sunday, because we were really in. We were in like 5 units on that game, man. And great comeback by the Broncos. I was talking so much noise about them on X. I could not believe that they allowed Chicago to get off on them like that. And just my luck, this the one week that I don't play on fantasy football. Every week I've been starting Justin Fields and DJ Moore. This week I don't start them and they go crazy and I end up losing my fantasy. But Chicago played last night, had a better showing. And then now we got the Broncos hosting the Jets. Man, the Jets only plus 1.5. It's going to be a defensive battle. Everybody thinks that the Jets can out-tough the Broncos, at least the line makers do from what we see with the line. So we'll see how that goes. Gonna be a tough one out in Mile High Stadium.
All right, since we're in the NFL, you updated your 5-star top NFL rankings yet? Like, you still got the Eagles outside of what? Like, come on, you gotta tell me where you put Dallas at. We doing it with San Fran. That you, I know you made some adjustments.
Yeah, I did make some adjustments. You are correct. Now we got number 5 is the Miami Dolphins. Even after the loss, it's tough to go to Buffalo and win. I still think they have the premier offense in the NFL. Number 4 is now the team that just beat them, the Buffalo Bills. But watch for the injury. They have an injury to their main cornerback, Tre'Davious White. Down the road, they might have to have a lot of shootouts to win. Number 3 is the Philadelphia Eagles. As you said, they belong in the top 5. They're the most dominant team on the ground. And I love that Daniel Food Stamps tried to do the same quarterback sneak day ball call for them. And we saw that it's a lot more to it than just being able to rugby push. At the end of the day, that's the greatness of Jason Kelce at center and the greatness of the strength of one Jalen Hurts, who squats about 700 pounds. Number 2 is the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes, they just win. They don't cover, but they do win. And when it's all for the marbles, you can always expect them to be around. Number 1 is still the San Francisco 49ers. Shanahan and those guys have the best roster in the NFL. I dropped the Cowboys out because of the injury to Trevon Diggs. And I dropped the Ravens out because even though they're winning ugly. I don't think that they could beat any of the 5 teams that we named on a neutral field. All right, let's pay some bills. After the break, stick around. We're going to break down week 6 in college football. They owe us and they're about to pay us. Keep your dial locked right here on ESPN 97.5 for some winners. Send us out, Ceno.
The money in my hand right now, I'll let it fly. I got the F and the N on me right now, I'll let it fly.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
Hello, wagering world. I'm personal injury attorney Rodney Jones. Sports betting is all about the numbers, and the odds are 7 out of 10 that you could be part of a major accident. Don't gamble on your attorney. Back the city's favorite, Rodney Jones Law Group. If you're in a wreck, call us today, 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. Rodney Jones Law Group. The only sure thing is we win.
You're listening to The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sportsbook.
Yes, sir. We back in the building. As always, Mencino on the rooftop, broadcasting live from my studio in beautiful Summerlin, Nevada. It's your boy Five Star in Vegas. Welcome back, Wagering World. Trevon Diggs' season just took a bad turn, but yours is ready to turn up at mybookie.ag. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, cash out early and place another bet. A go out like Tony Soprano and risk it all for the chance at a bigger payday. Join us at MyBookie for an entire season filled with daily odds boosts, same game parlays, and a huge prize pool contest. Right now, MyBookie has a no strings attached cash bonus to let you deposit and withdraw quick. Use promo code 5STAR, that's FIVESTAR, spell it out. On your first deposit of $50 or more, you can receive up to $200 in cash instantly credited to your MyBookie account. That's $200 free just for opening an account using my promo code. That's 5STAR, FIVESTAR. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. As I said, we on the rooftop. Beautiful, beautiful day in Summerlin, Nevada, man. Gorgeous sun. Looking at red mountains, 40-foot palm trees, luscious green golf courses. This is the Wagering World. See, no, I wonder if the country club will let us bring Kingston and Harris out on the links with us one day.
Oh, Five Star, I highly doubt it. It's not normal that people walk around with spider monkeys or any type of monkey out there.
Hey, well, you know, spider monkeys are one of the smartest animals in the world. They probably smarter than some of those guys on the golf course.
For real?
Hey, maybe we can make the spider monkeys our caddies. You know, the old guys on the course, they have a heart attack when they see two spider monkeys doing donuts in the golf cart, two black dudes in the back passing one.
Oh, my God. If I started things they would be saying, oh, my God. We can't get into that on the radio. We definitely can't mention the things they'll say. I know they'll be out there driving like Marshawn Lynch.
Hitting donuts. Hitting donuts in the golf court, man. Come on, man. Oh, hey, man, I'm still mad at Beast Mode for what he did to our Saints in the 2010 playoffs. Man, ran over a whole team, then jumped in the end zone backwards, holding his junk.
Backwards, holding it, and that's how he became Beast Mode. But I'm still joked out about the monkeys. Beast Mode all in the golf court.
But we in Beast Mode this week. I'm very hot about what happened last week, Cito. We're about to run through this week 6 college football like a finish line. All right, we do this for you. It's always us versus the machine. It's time to get into it, man. If you follow me on Twitter, I went in my bag early and often on Sunday. I was too hot about what happened on Saturday, so I blessed the people with a great run on Sunday. So it's important that you follow me at 5STAR in Vegas and follow my little brother at Cino Royale. We be giving plays out, man. It's up to you to turn on those notifications and catch them. Let's stay hot. And remember, if it's an official play, you will hear the bell or the alarm. All right, if I say it's a lame move, it's your own peril. All
right, Five Star, let's do it. I've been on you for way too long, way, way too long, and I know you at day next this week in week 6 after what happened to us last week. So we're going to start at the Texas State Fair, the Red River Showdown. Oklahoma, they getting 6 in a hook out there in Dallas against the Texas Longhorns. Give us the breakdown for that. What you think?
I think Texas is looking marvelous this year. They're looking like the best team in the country right now. I'd say Texas versus Michigan for the national championship, but a lot can happen between now and the beginning of the year. But for right now, man, I got to ride with Texas, man. I know Oklahoma got embarrassed last year. They lost 44-0, one of the most lopsided matchups we've seen in this rivalry. But even though Venables has his quarterback this week back and Dylan Gabriel for this year's rivalry game, I don't think they're going to do much against that Texas defense. And I think that Texas is going to do everything they want offensively. Man, somehow I became a big Quinn Ewers guy. I'm rolling with the Texas Longhorns -6.5. Ring the alarm, Sino.
Ring the alarm.
All right, let's go ride down to the horseshoe, and I ain't talking about the one on the strip. Definitely with all that construction they got going on for Formula One. I'm talking about Columbus, Ohio. The Maryland Terps, they traveling out there and, to face the Buckeyes. Five Star, Ohio State laying 20. What you think about that?
That's a lot of points, man. I know Ohio State's coming off a bye. Ryan Day is amazing. I'm sure he's going to have those kids with a lot of new game plans. He's installed for that one. But they still, Kyle McCord, even though they want to know the game, I'm still not ready to lay those type of points with him against a really tough Maryland team. They're really well coached. And then they have baby Tagovailoa. They got Tua's little brother, man, and he's just like a baby version, right-handed version of Tua Tagovailoa. Man, he kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you remember, when Marcus Vick was around and Mike Vick. Like, it's just like he's a little bit lesser, but college is still better than most quarterbacks. So I think that he can keep those guys in the game. I don't really like betting against Ohio State at home, especially with that outstanding defense. But I think that Maryland can put up enough points to keep it within the number, and their defense is good enough to give Kyle McCord a little problems. Hopefully they can stop the run, because I know they're going to be trying to run Trevion Henderson at him, and that's the only thing that I'm afraid of. But for right now, I got to think Maryland with all those points, 3 touchdowns is up to. So give me Maryland +20, ring the bell, so you know.
All right, let's go down to College Station. I know they had a big bonfire for this one. Texas A&M, they hosting Nick Saban and Alabama. Alabama, not Bama, Alabama. The Crimson Tide, they only laying -1 in the hook. I haven't seen this line in so long. Woo-woo, what's your opinion?
I told you many times before that a wise man once told me never bet against Nick Saban. Well, I'm like Tony Montana. Who do I trust? Me, that's who. So I'm going with Texas A&M, Sino. They got one of the best backup quarterbacks we've seen. Ex-LSU quarterback Max Johnson. He's been dealing. He looked good last week against Arkansas. I think that A&M's the more talented roster in this game. They have some top recruits out there. They are doing their thing. Jimbo Fisher always has a great scheme for his mentor Nick Saban. It's nothing he loves to do more than compete against him. The last two games have been very close. The last time that Alabama traveled to A&M in 2021, they lost. Last year, they could have very easily lost in Tuscaloosa. Missed play on a fourth down by A&M costing that game, but they could have easily got out of there with a victory. I think that they make up for last year this year. I think that A&M gets it done, man. I like them at +1.5 and money line. The strange thing about this game, Cino, you know, it's one of those games where all the money's coming in on Alabama, but the number's getting shorter and shorter instead of it getting bigger. So we know what to do. We're going with A&M +1.5 and money line. Ring the bell, Cino. You know.
That's the only play to go, because when all the money on one side and the line gets small and it doesn't make any type of sense, use your common sense and go the right way. The book is telling you everything you need to know, but we not going to be in La La Land, but we can take it to La La Land. The Arizona Wildcats, they traveling to the Coliseum. They face the USC. The Trojans, they favored by 21.5. That team been so up and down. Who you got, Five Star?
Caleb Williams continues to shine, but the defense continues to be an issue for USC. As you saw in the second half, they almost let Colorado get back into that game, and they really had a chance in the fourth quarter if they get that onside kick to win the game. USC will get their great playmaker Zachariah Branch back, I think, this week. They said they're hopeful, but they haven't released why he hasn't been playing. There's something mysterious going on with that, but they need that kid there. We know Caleb Williams is going to do his thing. It's all boils down to whether can USC get enough stops. And I don't think so against Arizona. They got one of the sharper coaches in the Pac-12. I love Jed Fish, former NFL guy. He's building something really nice out there in Tucson. He has two quarterbacks. Jalen DeLaura has been hurt. He puts up a lot of points, man, but he also makes a lot of turnovers. So they've been rolling with the freshman lately, Noah Fafita. Watch this kid. He's up and coming. He's a freshman, and he really runs the playbook really well for Fish. I think that Arizona sticks around. Last week, they were able to stick around with Washington. They played Washington a lot closer than people expected, and I actually have Washington higher on my power rankings than USC. I think that Arizona makes this a game. They keep it close. They played USC really well last year as well. They played them well the last four times that they played them, actually. So, hey, give me Arizona plus 21.5 against an inconsistent Southern Cal team that does not tackle well. Ring the alarm, Sino.
Ring the alarm.
And speaking of USC, just like I said, that setup worked for the books perfectly. We give you guys the same spread we did as Oregon, and you know, I think you knock them out the park. Everybody jump on that. And Coach Prime and them boys showed up, man. They almost won the game in the second half, and you know, you can't have a show without my boys. This week, they're traveling to Tempe, Arizona to face the Sun Devils, and they laying 4 in the hook. What you think about this one, 5-star?
This is a game that Colorado should win, but I'd be careful on it, man. Coach Kenny Dillingham is doing a pretty good job over there with the Sun Devils. He's having problems at quarterback. Their starter was Jaden Rashad, a highly rated young guy coming in as a freshman that was doing pretty well. Then he was replaced by the veteran Drew Penny, who's also out with injury. So they're forced to go with their third stringer, Trenton Burjo. He transferred over there. He didn't play too bad last week at Cal. He was 26-41 for 344 yards. These teams have went over the last three times they faced each other. We know for Colorado to win, they have to score points. They found a new weapon on the outside, and a young freshman that Deion gave a chance, and he really showed up for them. I think that this one goes over 59.5 points, because the only way that Colorado can win is in a shootout. They're not going to stop people, so we're going to go with the over 59.5. I'd also look to Shedeur Sanders over on his yards for this game as well. So ring the alarm, Cino. We're going to go with over 59.5 and the over on Shedeur Sanders passing yards.
Ring the alarm.
My bookie got that at 365 star and a hook. I don't know. Y'all heard the man. Take both the overs.
It's going to be a shootout. All right, we up against the break. Hey, y'all stick around, because after we come back, we're going to get to Kick the Damn Extra Point. It's a segment where we talk about the biggest blunders by coaches, and we'll also talk a little MLB playoff. It's October. Take us out, Cino.
Baby girl made me drop her like my bumper kid. Baby girl made me drop her like my bumper kid. Baby girl made me drop her like my bumper kid. We used to go together like my grenade. Baby girl made me drop her like my bumper kid. Baby girl made me drop her like my bumper kid. Baby girl made me drop her like my bumper kid. We used to go together like my grenade.
Betting on sports can be thrilling, but what happens when you're injured? Don't let your personal injury sideline your winnings. At the Rodney Jones Law Group, we're here to protect your rights and secure your compensation. Our team of experienced attorneys will tackle your case head on, so you can focus on your comeback.
Touchdown!
Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. The Rodney Jones Law Group is on your side. The only sure thing is we win.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
You're listening to The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
All right, welcome back, Wagering World. Bryce Young is having a tough time adjusting to the NFL, but this season you'll be playing like a veteran with MyBookie.ag. NFL, college ball, and a brand new cash-out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, cash out. That's what I do, because old meal always beats no meal. Put some winnings up and place another bet later. Or go out like Escobar and risk it all for the chance at a bigger payday. Join us at MyBookie for an entire season filled with daily odds boosts, same game parlays, and huge prize pool contests. Right now, MyBookie has a no strings attached cash bonus. That's right, real cash that goes directly to your account. Use the promo code 5STAR, that's FIVESTAR, on your first deposit of $50 or more. You get that $200 instantly credited to your MyBookie account. That's 5STAR. Don't forget the promo FIVESTAR to claim your own cash bonus now. And also, if they ask you who referred you to the site, don't forget The Wagering World. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. I'm in here with the youngest man to ever run a strip casino sports book, my brother from another, the Spider Monkey King, Casino Royale.
Wow, what's up, Wagering World? What's good, 5-Star? It's funny you mention that, because anytime I walk in the gas station and I have him with me, they're like, oh, look, it's the Monkey Man. I'm like, oh my God, what I done put myself into.
Well, you tell him to use the proper title when they speak it to my little bro, the Spider Monkey King. They don't know little bro having things. This is what I want anybody listening to the show right now. I want you to go online and you go try to buy 2 spider monkeys. Go look up the price of that.
Man, actually, that's 5-Star. You always introduce me to stuff. Man, I might actually change that to my name, the Spider Monkey King. I kind of like that. Yeah, but my daughter, she actually talking about a capuchin now. I'm like, baby girl, come on. I need to win some bets. I need to go on a mean win streak. We got to give out some winners on the way. World.
You and baby girl about to be over there like Michael Jackson with an actual amusement park at the crib. But hey man, October's here. We in the heart of the football season, and one of the favorite times of the year here for Cino and I, that's the MLB playoffs, man. We had 4 sweeps in the first round, Cino.
Yep, we sure did. And to be honest, the public was wrong all over. The only thing they got right was the Philadelphia Phillies, and that's, you know, an American team. They gotta ring the bell like 5-Star say, and they had to continue with that. But Toronto, big upset. Tampa Bay, like I said on the other show, not gonna show up during the postseason, big upset. And Milwaukee, who would have thought the Arizona Diamondbacks would go down there and perform the way they did and just sweep that team?
Who could have believed it? 5-Star in Vegas. That's who, because I had the Arizona Diamondbacks in both games, and I had a money line, and I had the hated Rangers. Couldn't help it, man. We had already said the Rays peaked too quick, man. It pained me very much, but the money still spins the same. All right, man, we got some great divisional matchups to kick off this weekend. Let's jump into Jets and Mobile and zoom to the future. Let's start in the senior circus, you know.
All right, let's do it. This is about to be real fun. We have 4 divisional rivals. They matching up in the NL. Out west, we got the Diamondbacks facing the Dodgers. The series price for the Dodgers, -250. We got the D-backs at +196. Who you got, 5-Star?
As much as it pains me to say, we got to go with the LA Dodgers, man. They got swept by the Diamondbacks in April, and I think they took it personal after that, man. The Dodgers won 5 straight against the D-backs in the series, swept them a couple times in August. I just think that it's going to be too much veteran leadership for Mookie Betts. Good coaching from Dave Roberts. D-backs are really just happy to be here, man. I think that they've achieved more than they could have ever dreamed of this year in the process of building something nice down there with those young players that they have. So give me the Los Angeles Dodgers -250 to move on to the NLCS.
All right, I'm with that. And then we got two longtime AL East rivals going at it, the Phillies and the Braves. Oh, man, you think the Braves going to let the Phillies have them how they did last year? We got Atlanta favorite -175 and Philly +150. I think that's some good value. It's tough to call on this one.
This might be the best matchup in all the playoffs right here, man. You Phillies coming off of a World Series run last year. They're really loaded. Team that really likes each other and likes to play together facing the Braves. We know what the Braves are, man. The Braves are electric. Some of the biggest names in baseball. Ron Acuna Jr. just broke every type of record you can name with the achievements that he had this year as a hitter and as a base stealer. The key to this series is Spencer Strider. They only have to win three games. Spencer Strider is going to win two for sure. He's 4-0 this year against Philly, and they haven't had much success against him. He's went deep in all of those games and controlled that lineup. So just off Spencer Strider alone, I got to go with the Atlanta Braves and the Tomahawk at -175.
In the American League, we got the Rangers at the Orioles. The Rangers, they even money. The Orioles -120. That line kind of saying the Rangers. Texas, they look good against the Rays. What you think?
This one is hard. Another tough one, but man, as much as it pains me to say, I got to say the Arlington Rangers. Man, they were really impressive. Most of all, what I like about the Arlington Rangers is Bruce Bochy. He's a veteran. He led the Giants to a lot of World Series that he won with his pencil and pad. He's a hell of a manager. I think he'll have an advantage on Brandon Hyde. This is the first time the Orioles have been playing in this position in a lot of years. Same for the Rangers, but Bruce Bochy has been here many times. The way he's juggled that pitching staff in the wild card was absolutely brilliant. They didn't give up a run. And Bruce Bochy has always done a great job with pitching, man. That's his thing, and that's what the playoffs are about. So I would not be surprised at all if we see Houston Astros versus Arlington Rangers, ALDS, and it'll be the meanest, most disrespectful war on Twitter.
All right, so five-star, he liked the Rangers, and of course, this is a no-brainer right here. Last but not least, we got the Astros taking on the Minnesota Twins. Correa, he's going back down there to the H, man. He's coming back down. We got the Twins at +143, and the Astros, kind of big favorite, -170. I shouldn't even be asking this one. So, five-star, explain why you have who you have.
Simple as this. Trust Dusty. Dusty's one of those managers that really knows how to manage in the postseason. He knows how to play small ball. And when you have an offensive lineup as explosive as the Astros, and you can still run by playing smart baseball, that usually equals championships. I know that Minnesota played really well against Houston in the regular season, but this is the postseason where it matters. I think the Astros get it done. I think they can sweep the Twins, especially after we heard the Twins fans with the "We Want Houston" chant going. That's not too smart. Give me the Astros -170 on mybookie.ag.
Yeah, we all knew Five Star was going to take the Astros, and I'm definitely looking forward to the MLB playoffs. But let's get to this new segment. I'm kind of excited about this, and I would always watch it on the Waging World now that I'm a part of and participate in the Waging World. I definitely finally get to have my input on Kick the Damn Extra Point. What we got, Five Star? Explain this to the people so they can have an understanding of what it is if they're first-time listeners.
See, you know, I used to get so frustrated when they changed the rule in the NFL to where teams could go for 2 points, because all these NFL coaches all of a sudden got this bright idea to unnecessarily go for 2 points. And I'd always just say on my couch, man, kick the damn extra point, because they ended up not making a 2-point conversion, having to catch up with the points later. And you and I know as bettors that those points ended up working against us in some type of way later on in the game. So that's how the saying came about. Now I pretty much apply to any coach who isn't doing what he's supposed to do, who's not moving with common sense, who's moving emotionally and irrationally. So that's how Kick the Damn Extra Point started. And we got a couple of coaches to talk about today. Sino, since you're a first-time member in the Kick the Damn Extra Point Academy, who do you want to tell to kick the damn extra point?
I definitely have to be gone with head coach at LSU, Brian Kelly. I've been disappointed with Brian Kelly since his play calling against Florida State right at the goal line. Instead of kicking the field goal and getting three, you decide to play aggressive and go for six, and that cost us the game. Our defense used to be tough and strong, and now, like Five Star said, we little kittens out there. We little cats, no more tigers. And we can't stop a nosebleed, so we for damn sure can't stop any of these SEC offenses. So, Brian Kelly, kick the damn extra point.
Yeah, it feels good. Let it out, Ceno. I feel the same way about Brian Kelly. And I'm going to stay in the boot with our other squad, the Saints. The same thing is going on with the Saints that's going on at LSU. Got coaches that do not fit the city and do not fit the state mentality. We aren't soft in the boot, man. It's not soft in Louisiana. It's hardcore. It's tough. And these guys aren't tough. Dennis Allen is the worst coach against the spread in the NFL in his four seasons as head coach. He's only covered the spread 40.6% of the time. That's horrible. He does not know anything about offense. The only thing he should be is a defensive coordinator. So Dennis Allen, and take Derek Carr with you. Kick the damn extra point. We got some bills to pay. Let's hear from our sponsors. Hey, stick around, because after the break, we got the only Sacramento Kings fan that I know. We're going to talk about some Week 5 NFL. See no center south.
I make bills all day, every day. Hope you got something you'll say, because it ain't safe. Yeah. Hope you got something you'll say, because it ain't safe. You hear me?
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
Are you tired of feeling like the underdog when it comes to personal injury cases? Level the playing field with the Rodney Jones Law Group. Our team of experienced attorneys will fight for your rights and help you score the compensation that you deserve. Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. And get a winning legal strategy. Call Rodney Jones Law Group. We're on your side. The only sure thing is we win.
You're listening to The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sportsbook.
And we're back in The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Aaron Rodgers' regular season is over, but yours has just begun at MyBookie.ag. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, cash out early like I do, because oatmeal always beats no meal. Put some winnings up, place another bet later, or go out like the Peaky Blinders and risk it all for the chance at a bigger payday. Join us at mybookie.ag for an entire season filled with daily odds boost, same game parlays, and huge prize pool contests. Right now, MyBookie has a no strings attached cash bonus to let you deposit and withdraw quick, like right now. So use the promo code 5STAR, that's FIVESTAR, that's one word, and spell it out, on your first deposit of $50 or more, and you can receive up to $200 in cash instantly credited to your MyBookie AG account. That's 5STAR, FIVESTAR, to claim your cash bonus right now. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag. All right, man, you know what it is. It's time for my guy to come in. From the jump, he's been with The Wagering World, the only Sacramento Kings fan that I know. What's good, Spreaders? How are you today?
I'm excited. Week 5 of the NFL is here. Week 6 of college football, and we got the winners for you.
Before we get into the NFL real quick, we know that you're an NBA expert. Real briefly, what did you think about the trade to send Dame Lillard to Milwaukee and sent Jrue Holiday to the Boston Celtics?
As excited it is for Milwaukee, you have to be excited if you're a Celtics fan. I was really worried when they lost Marcus Smart, their point of attack defender. And now, kind of as a fallout of this blockbuster deal, they end up with Jrue Holiday on the roster, going against a team he's going to know very well. As excited as I am for Milwaukee, and, you know, that's my team, I think Boston came out the best in this deal.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're going to really miss Holiday. I don't know if the Bucks identity can be scoring. All right, let's get to week 5 of the NFL. Spread is going by too fast.
It keeps going by. It's week 5 already, but I cannot wait for this Sunday. And once again, I'll be up early, 5-star, going to bed early Saturday night so I can be up bright and early on Sunday morning as we head to England to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars who are taking on the Buffalo Bills. I got to get your thoughts on this one, 5-star. Seems like a tough travel spot for Buffalo. Of course, coming off that big win, we saw how Miami responded to their big win. Jaguars +6 looks enticing. I haven't pulled the trigger yet, though. My numbers like the Bills. What do you like?
Now that I think about it, I actually do like Jacksonville +6. Earlier in the show, I accidentally said that Buffalo was at home. I forgot they're playing in Jacksonville's second home, right, Spread?
Yeah, so the last week they were at Wembley Stadium. This weekend they're at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So not the same stadium, but the same city.
Still in London, they stayed the entire week. They have a huge advantage on Buffalo with travel and things with that. I'll for sure most likely look at the Jags for the first half with that said. And also Buffalo's coming from a spot where they really, were very emotional. Not only did they lose White, but they beat their rivalry in the Dolphins. With them beating their rival, the Dolphins, last game, give me the Jacksonville Jaguars +6 and first half +3.
All right, 5-star, a play that I talked to you about earlier in the week when I gave you a phone call, the Tennessee Titans taking on the Indianapolis Colts. The Titans have taken a lot of money, or is this line moving because of the injury news to the Colts defense? Regardless, Tennessee's now sitting at -2.5. This is a big game for their Colts and their fans. They can make a statement here. Tennessee coming off that big win, Colts coming off the tough overtime loss to the Rams. Who do you like?
It's always a tough division matchup right here. The Colts have owned the Titans in the last 10 matchups. The Titans are 2-8 against the Colts. I think the Colts have been a good road team, a good home team as well. So I think it might be tough for Tennessee to come in there with Tannehill, his inconsistency. I know that the Colts are trotting out a rookie quarterback in Richardson, but I think the C.J. Stroud is really inspiring a lot of these rookie quarterbacks around the league. Bryce Young and Richardson to play better and to step up their game, and I think he does this game. Give me the Colts at home.
Yeah, speaking of T.J. Stroud, they will be in Atlanta taking on the Falcons. Another tough travel spot. I talked about that earlier for the Bills. Maybe even tougher now for the Falcons coming back home. But Desmond Ridder's played much better at home. Texans catching 2 off one of the biggest wins they've had in recent memory. Who do you like here?
Hey, I'm riding with you. You called me earlier in the week, and you told me that you really like the Texans in this spot. As you said, the number says Texans. It's down to +1.5. I don't think that the Texans are a fraud like a lot of people like Jason McIntyre on the herd thinks. I think that the Texans are a real deal, and the game boils down to coaching. And I think that I'll take D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick over Arthur Smith at this point. Arthur Smith, he still doesn't even know how to use a wonderful tight end that he has over there. They need to trade that kid and let him get some time somewhere. So give me the Houston Texans on the road +2 or +1.5. I'll take both.
I think one of the most interesting games this week as far as the perspective around gambling or the conversation, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Arizona Cardinals. And the idea here is we're talking about using our priors, how we expected the Bengals to look coming into the season, between what we've seen this season, where the Cardinals, hey, lowest win total on the board, but this is a team that's played hard, sown some heart, and their quarterback is playing better than anyone could have expected for a guy who just showed up 7 weeks before the season started. So how do we do? Do we do the priors just knowing that these Bengals and Joe Burrow are good, and do we lay the three? Or, hey, do we look at this tape that they put out this season and say, hey, through four games, the Cardinals have been the better team? Who do you like here when the Cardinals host the Bengals?
This is a tough, tricky spot right here. I'd probably be looking to the total on this game. I think that this game has a chance of being a high-scoring matchup. At this point, I know that the Bengals defense has been playing really well, but when is Joe Burrow going to have a breakout game? You got all these receivers and all that talent on the outside. Sooner or later, the Bengals are due for a big win and a big scoring output. I don't know if they get the cover in this game, but I do think they could put up some points. So I'll be leaning toward the over on this game. I believe it's 44.
Yeah, I'm seeing a 45 right now at my bookie. The Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. Last week, you know, the biggest game of the week was the Bills versus the Dolphins. Now we get that same type of battle over in the NFC when the Cowboys head to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. 49ers laying three. Five-star. When this number or game first dropped, I thought this was going to be my biggest bet of the week. And the more I've looked into it, the more I've stayed away. I really thought I was going to pound the 49ers here. But boy, looking into some things, I think the Cowboys match up well. I haven't made a stake on this game yet. Are you involved in the Sunday night game, or are you going to make this just a viewer only game?
It'll be definitely a viewer game for me. I'll just be watching. If I would lean on one side on this game, it would definitely be the under. Anytime the Cowboys and Niners match up, you're going to get the best from all the players because we all know everyone's going to be excited. Everyone grew up watching this rivalry, and it still continues today. But the main advantage both these teams have is their defense. I can't see the Cowboys shredding the Niners defense. I don't see Brock Purdy shredding the Cowboys defense either. I think that both defenses will dominate today. So I'll be looking at the under on this one.
All right. There you have it. Let's get into the people segment.
That's right. Let's get into the ball and parlay. What you got for the people spread?
I'm going back to the game that we talked about earlier. I called you earlier in the week just to verify that I was on the right track. But my numbers like Houston, and I loved Houston from a situational spot. That's going to be a tough flight coming back from London to Atlanta. Of course, coming off that loss in Houston, coming off one of the biggest wins of the year. I've heard people say that this is, you know, the high point of the Texans season. I don't think so. I think we might look back, you know, around week 9, week 10, and both go, I can't believe the Texans were the underdogs in this game. I like the Houston Texans to win straight up against the Falcons. Take a little insurance there, grab the 1.5 or the money line. Either one will be good. Give me the Houston Texans over the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, you heard Spread. He's rolling with the mighty Houston Texans. Who you got, Cino?
We're going to try to keep this ball and parlay streak gone, five-star. I'm going to switch it over, and we're going to go to MLB. I'm going to take the Rangers, man, with the upset over the Baltimore Orioles in game one at plus 125.
Much as I hate to admit it, that's a great bet, great value bet. The Arlington Rangers are playing really well. They're coming off a series where their bats were hot and their pitching was really good. And the Orioles are coming from home. Sometimes those first games back off a break are tough. All right, so we can hit all three categories. I'm going to go to college football, man. I'm going to take the Kentucky Wildcats plus 14.5 at Georgia. Hey, man, Mark Stoops does a good job with this team and his program. They're tough. They've played Georgia tough over the years. They've covered the last four times. And Georgia just isn't good against the spread. They're 1-4 this season against the spread and 3-7 in their last 10 against the spread. Whereas Kentucky is 7-3 in their last 10 against the spread. We appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in, because if you're locked in on 97.5 at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I know that you love sports and sports betting just as much as we do. And don't ever get it confused. It's us versus the machine. Show numero says is now in the books. We appreciate you. Set your alerts, your alarms, write it on your calendar. We're here every Friday. If you missed the show, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to follow and listen. As always, the show is dedicated to my father, the greatest Houston sports fan to ever walk the earth, John H. Lindsay. I do this for you, Dad. For Spread, for Cino, I'm Five Star in Vegas, and this is The Wagering World.
And they're waiting anxiously for them to appear there. We go on the 12th floor here at the Double Trot. The ambulance is over there, still doing a steady train with the steering control. Here they are again.
Sailing on the cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and I wear them to the show. And let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Sailing on the cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and every yell that I blow. And let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. In the land before time, a land before altar boys, synagogues and shrines. Man was in his prime,